Rich Calkins coaches the Lady Braves. He says his team carried the memory of last year's defeat with them as they edged toward a rematch of 2010.
Two of the games could have went either way last year, though. We got beat 26-24 and 25-23, and so I think that experience and that close match really paid off this year. And I know going into it, there were a lot of comments about how we didn't want to lose to Grace Christian again.
And like last year, the 2011 championship match could have gone either way. Two of the three games were within 3 points. Calkins says his girls showed extraordinary determination.
Felt like we were in pretty good control of the match, but a couple of balls either way, and it could have been a different story. But we were real proud because when the tough plays needed to be made, the girls really stepped up and played aggressive and made those plays.
Brenna Johansson, a senior from Hoonah, says she recognized many of the girls on the other side of the court from last year's championship. But a more critical moment may have come in the second round when Mount Edgecombe lost its first game to Dillingham, managing to score only 12 points.
We just weren't focused and we weren't trying our best.
Johansson would go on to rack up 19 kills in the remaining 3 games in the match. Dillingham never got close. Johansson, who is a 2-time All-State player, is one of only 3 seniors the Lady Braves are losing to graduation. The team will rebuild around players like freshman standout Taryn White, who was also named All-State. White says the Lady Braves' surprising first-round loss to Petersburg in last week's regional tournament was a small setback.
Yeah, but it made me push myself a lot harder.
The Edgecombe girls had to claw their way back through the loser's bracket to win their 5th straight regional title before going to state. White also says strong friendships off the court helped the team during their record season. Rich Calkins shares that opinion. The Lady Braves were runners-up in 2010, 2007, and 2005. He says the resolve that this group of girls demonstrated on their way to the state championship in Wasilla was remarkable.
If I could figure out how to teach it, I could write a book and make $1 million or two. But, you know, I think a lot of it's just in the chemistry of the team. And like Taryn said, these girls are all real close. And I think that our strength again this year was our team. You know, when we look back at the state championship match, I could sit here and point out specific times where each and every one of our girls contributed to the victory in a large way. And when the chips were down or Grace Christian was starting to make a run, there was always somebody there to step up and make a great pass or a nice set or, you know, get a kill like these girls did. And I think it was just total teamwork.
The other Lady Braves to make the All-State team were Mariah Martin and Caitlin Cook. It was Cook's 2nd year to receive the honor. The other graduating seniors are Aquilina Active and Danita White. Calkins says the departure of these players will leave a big hole to fill. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.